This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a terrific day. We're 90 minutes from the Rangers pregame. Alejandro Osuna going to be hitting fifth tonight.
Woohoo!
Yes, sir. Big boy seat. All right. It's time now for a rim sesh. Let's talk some hoop. Here's the Chief. Or Sports Hodgepodge. My bad.
Yeah, Chief. Let's hodge. You got plenty of NBA stuff to address, though. 877-881-1053. Looking forward to hearing Mr. Osuna during the Rangers pregame show today. That's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be great with Jared Sandler.
Now, we have a couple of things to address from an NBA standpoint. You have Shams Charania on Pat McAfee's show today saying, quote, this could be the most craziest offseason ever. And I don't know.
We're trading the number one pick, aren't we?
No. No, I don't.
He set me up for we're trading
please,
the number one
God,
pick.
I know. It's one of those things where you can't fully believe that flag is
it's
a Mav until
1:28 in the morning. We're going to get that text.
Even when they draft him for like 10 minutes, you have to wait for the inevitable, oh, but he's taking pictures in a Mavs hat, but he's not actually a Mav because they've traded the rights to the player.
I'm almost done with McMahon's book, you know, about Luka, and it's so
am
funny.
Am I next in line on the book
sure,
toss?
Sure, absolutely.
Hit me with it, dude.
And so it's funny, like they have, it's had pictures in it. And one of the pictures is Luka with the Atlanta Hawks hat on, shaking Silver's hand. Yeah, so yeah.
Hilarious picture.
Yeah.
Incredible. Chief, when you were out last week, what was that, Tuesday, right?
That was Wednesday. It was a birthday slash pre-K graduation. Just a huge day.
Cap and gowns, bro.
They did the whole deal. What do you want to be when you grow up? The whole nine. One kid wants to be in Minecraft. I'm excited for him.
That would be a heck of a career.
Maybe he gets to be in the movie.
Or she. I was messing around with this idea based on what Jason Kidd said about Nico. He understands the business of basketball and the vision of what it takes to win a championship. I think Luka might have just been the start of teams turning down the third contract Supermax extension and instead deciding to trade him. I think the Thunder might be getting ready to do something similar with Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren in the not-too-distant future. Because the luxury tax threshold is so punitive that there's a trilemma involved. Can we make money and build a supporting cast while paying a Supermax deal? And I don't think it's doable. Unless you have so many draft picks that you can draft your entire supporting cast. I think the degree of difficulty is difficult. So while when you say Shams is saying it might be the craziest NBA offseason we've ever seen, it makes me think I'll put another marble in the vase of probabilities for this theory that I'm dorking around with. Team building has changed. I think super team era is gone. Is super max tier player going to like fail to launch? Because now as an owner, you have to decide if we're going to build like this, we are going to lose money.
We're going to lose money.
We can win champ, and maybe that's why Mark Cuban sold the team.
Yeah.
I can't team build and make money anymore. If I pay my Supermax player, I got to put Dookie around him. The fans are going to hate me.
Yeah.
You know, I got to sell this team, give it to Vegas.
I think
at least
I think,
they're robbing people blind. They can afford this
I
game.
Think you're absolutely right about Mark Cuban. I don't think necessarily he when you talk about the NBA owners, he's on the low end of the billionaire owners and that thing. And you wonder if they want to pay these contracts, $70 million a year. Yeah. I don't know about that.
No, no. Yeah. I mean, the CBA is just too, it's too strenuous now for these teams to be able to pay a bunch of players, keep a championship team together. So you're going to see like Boston. That was one of the teams that Shams mentioned today. Like that's a team that basically other than Jason Tatum, anyone could be moved for the right price. Even Jalen Brown is basically what that ends up being. He's like, Jason Tatum is the face of the franchise. But outside of that, Boston, you're going to see a lot of shakeup there.
Because 60 is too much.
There too.
And 60 is too much for a two-way player. This is untenable for winning. We can't keep this thing together. Guy's one of the best defensive players in the league.
Yeah.
Right? So you're looking at this from Nico's perspective. Like, I'm going to 70 for a guy that plays no defense and doesn't stay in shape, doesn't have the cardio. Not forgiving Nico in any way for that trade. It was a horrible trade. But the premise early on, if you go back through the perspective of Jason Kidd saying he understands the business and the vision of what it takes to make a contender, Nico's on the front end of this. Mm. That's why Jason's okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it actually kind of makes sense. You can't give your dude this much money. I'm going to lose PJ and Najee Marshall. We can't contend like that. I'm going to have to lose Gafford too. You know, so I think the model is like, how many good players can we get around $10 to $15 million a year? And, you know, the team's doing it right now. All have superstars that are making way less than like top 15 cash, which gave them the flexibility under the luxury tax threshold to build a real supporting cast. Now, Rick Carlisle is showing, just give me one top 25 player, 20 points per game, 10 assists, Halliburton, and then give me eight skilled dogs, and we might go win a championship.
Yeah, that's the landscape.
He's done it before.
Now. Yep. By the way, Luke, did you see the photos of him looking slim?
Looked good in that white tee.
It's the it's the summer tradition of Luca crash coursing a diet that will last for, I don't know, how yes. long, how
Man,
many
he
weeks.
Looks lean, though. I don't know he's been this skinny since, like, second year, maybe.
Yeah, McMahon wrote about there's a sausage dish that he likes from his country.
That's, is it a pork sausage?
It's like broad attack.
And you know that's being washed down with some cold beer.
A lot of beer. Yeah, that's what McMahon's describing.
The dynamic duo of brats and beer, the demise of Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like Sean mentioned this morning, if you can't get it together this offseason and sustain it, it's when is it going to happen? Because it's super, super loud now. You're in a new organization. The entire trade is based off the fact that you're always out of shape. If you're not going to get in shape now, you have LeBron as your running mate, then it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got called out. But I think you nailed it, that this is a crash diet. And the problem with like lifestyle decisions is it becomes so part of who you are, and like the late night eating, and a lot of us deal with this, the inability to exercise. It's like, it's in your DNA, you know, how motivated are you? How much of a grinder are you? And the idea that it's going to change significantly for a sustained period of time is fool's gold. Like, he might show up for training camp in shape. By the time we're at the All-Star break, like, he somehow plays 3 to 4 basketball games a week and gets in worse shape.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's the craziest thing to me. I don't understand how that's possible. Shams noting that Giannis, still in the process of figuring things out, has not had the meeting with the Bucks brass yet that Chris Haynes was talking about last week, so we await that. Mark Stein was saying that the Bucks are clinging on to hope that Doc Rivers can be the guy that keeps Giannis in Milwaukee. Can you imagine? They say the relationship is so good that maybe, just maybe, the presence of Doc Rivers will keep Giannis in Milwaukee. Good luck with that. The Spurs fully expect Wemby to be ready to go for the start of training camp. Mutual interest between the Spurs and Kevin Durant. At the trade deadline, there was interest there. Didn't obviously come through, but the idea of Kevin Durant to San Antonio absolutely is real. He's one of those surefire big names that's going to be on the move. Is it Houston? Is it San Antonio? But those are a couple of the nuggets there from Shams as he's alleging, quote, the most craziest NBA offseason ever.
Let's do this. I'm here for it.
Now, KD to the Spurs would be interesting. I mean, they have such a leap to make. Does KD bridge that gap? I imagine they're going to give up their two promising wing players, you know, to get him. So I don't know.
Excites me. I love it. Let him go there.
Yeah. And you know, I think the great thing that the NBA has done here is there's a lot of teams that feel like we can go win the championship next year now.
Yeah. Yeah. Plenty of teams that feel like, hey, let's go be aggressive here because we could just be one player away. Absolutely. Maybe the skinniest duo of all time, Wemby and Durant.
Very much so.
Definitely the skinniest superstar duo.
Okay. Now,
Twin Towers.
When it comes to the USA flag football stuff, mm-hmm. you have the quarterback of the USA national flag football team saying that the flag football players deserve their opportunity to play for Team USA. He says, we've been working our whole lives. We're the professionals when it comes to this. And
Choppy, I mean, said those guys, the flag football guys, would crush an NFL team in just flag football.
Yeah, it's hard for me to just fully jump on board with
that. That was his statement.
I mean, they
this
might
morning.
If like the NFL guys just showed up. They've had no, you know, time practicing with one another or anything to kind of just get used to the game, because it is different, obviously. But I think if you were to give an NFL team a month to prepare, they'd end up being better than this squad.
Likely. I think there's a 100%. Way the game flows. There's like reads.
Yeah.
You know, and there's instincts. I don't know if one month is long enough. I think maybe if you played a bunch of games in that month, can we go through a season?
Of course.
Play
multiple tournaments? That's the whole thing. Yeah, we're scrimmaging against other opponents. We're figuring this out. Because, yeah, there is differences.
But you take the violence out of it, right? And the violence is such a big key because where's your heart? Where's your instincts? You know, and when you present the threat of violence and then you take that away, like a lot of the NFL guys are the ones that can make those reactions with the fear of violence happening. You take away the fear of violence. Now a bunch of guys who might not have that dog trait are available. And it's crazy, like the running, the dipping, like it's just different motions than getting low to absorb a blow.
Man, I'll tell you what, though. You're going to have some motivated dudes because this is their chance for a medal.
Yeah, you're playing for the country.
Yeah,
you don't have motivation.
I mean, again,
you shouldn't be playing.
I'm reading about Lucas in the book, and he's saying the same thing about playing for country.
All right, it's time now for the Rangers Player Show here on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan. Pregame coming up at 6:30, brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Yeah, Rangers, a rookie outfielder, Alejandro Osuna, made his big league debut 2 days ago. He's 2-for-6, had a heck of a catch in left field, and he's hitting fifth tonight. And a good afternoon, Alejandro. How you doing?
How you doing, guys?
Man, doing awesome. Congrats on making it to the big leagues. You having fun?
Yes, sir. Everything doing so fun.
Right on.
So far.
Well, it's a lot of fun watching you, Alejandro. We saw you play in spring training in Surprise, and I instantly just loved watching you play. Where do you get your enthusiasm and your style of play out there?
Thank you. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. My older brother playing here on the big leagues. My dad played for 20 years in Mexico. So I don't know. I got all my veins. So I play with a lot of passion to baseball. That's everything I got. I started playing when I was 3 years old. So come here and playing a big league is a dream for me. So I play with a lot of energy.
Yeah, you do. And that's obvious. Now, the Rangers are looking for a spark, Alejandro. I'm sure you know it. Now, you do play with that energy. Do you think you're ready to give the Rangers a spark already?
Yes. You know, that's what I try to do. I'm just trying to help the team to win. So I'm just trying to do my best to try to help the team.
What was it like getting your first big league hit? How did it feel?
I feel very happy, most because my family was watching me, my girlfriend, my cousin. So that was really fun. That's a dream come true. So I don't know how the specific words to how express how I feel.
Yeah, Alejandro, it was so neat to see your family up in the stands and how excited they were for you. I mean, I'm sure like after the game, hugs all around, everybody was, you know, I know the game didn't end up like you wanted to, but they just had to be so, so proud of you for getting this opportunity.
Yes, they are so proud of me. That was something when we was younger, we was thinking I tried to play with my older brother and my twin brother. So yesterday they was over there watching me. So that was really funny. After the game, everybody was crying with me.
I love it. Alejandro Osuna here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Your first big league appearance at bat, you had a 7-pitch walk. How do you approach at bats? What's your mindset, you know, trying to face the big league pitcher now?
To be honest, my first pitch, I was really nervous. When that was a ball, I was like, oh, yeah. I can see it more than I did. And after, I just tried to don't try to do much, actually. You know, try to do much. And for I get a walk, I was trying to focus, just try to put him in play. And I get a walk. So my confidence was really good.
So you're in left field today, but we heard you're quite the badass center fielder as well. What is your favorite position defensively?
I like center field because I like run too much. So in center field, I got a lot of space to run. Actually, I like every position.
Hey, Alejandro, I noticed yesterday coming off the field, you made the final defensive play there, but your uniform was completely dirty. I mean, it was when you handed that thing in, I just love, like I say, Gavin was talking about watching you play and how hard you play. That dirty uniform means a lot to a ball player, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's not something new for me.
Yeah.
I use his life for everything. When I was on the base or for a diving catch, I like play like that. So he's in my uniform. You know, there, that's like, I don't play.
How fast are you, Alejandro?
To be honest, I don't know, because sometimes I can run so fast and I was like, oh my God, how do you do that? And sometimes when I try to run hard, I lose very slow. It's the adrenaline and everything when I'm running, depends on the play. I'm just running.
Did you pick the jersey number 19, or did they just assign it to you?
No, I started the 19.
Okay, has that always been your number?
Yeah, my number is the 18. That's the number my dad used in Mexico. Mm. So they gave me the 19. That was the number I used in a fall league last year. So I feel good with the 19. Very close to the 18. So
that's great, dude. Like, are you super? Are you pretty superstitious when it comes to like your habits and your routines?
Yes, to be honest, 100%. I'm just don't try to crazy things, but always pray before a game. That's something help me and give me some peace. To be honest, like I feel when I pray, I feel like more close to God, and I just try to get the more peace I can.
I love that, dude. How much different is the quality of life just being in the bigs and compared to like minor league? What you're eating and just where you're finding yourself, the different resources that you have.
Yeah, it really is very different. Everything is like minor league. You know, the food is really good. The gym is really big. We got a lot of things to drink, waters, sparkling water, a lot of Gatorade. So I feel like a little kid right here. I eat everything, to be honest.
Okay, well, what's been the best thing you've eaten so far? What's your pregame meal?
Excuse me?
Well, what's the pregame meal like? What's your favorite food that you've had so far?
To be honest, I don't have it. The food they put in, I'm just take it. But like I'll tell you, I am the only kid eating some candies right here.
Alejandro Osuna, I tell you what, it's a lot of fun to watch you play. It's just as much fun to talk baseball with you. Thank you so much, and give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you, sir. There he is. Alejandro Osuna, brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Favorite Ranger, huh?
Man, he's fun.
Yeah, good I think job. So.
He's fun.
Think
so.
It's time to get
the
jersey.
He did the God bit?
Oh, he did. Yeah, he did it all. He hit all the right notes.
I try to run, I run slow.
Can you see awesome, him standing man. There like in front of like the candy rack and just trying to like
trying to figure out which
just
one
trying
he
to
wants.
Figure out which one he's kind of looking around and puts them in his pocket. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking during that interview? This is Danny Rojas from Ted Lasso.
Exactly.
And somebody texted the same thing saying baseball is life.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. That's good get.
That is freaking amazing. Well, congrats to the Rangers for having this guy break out. I think he signed in 2020 at 16 years old.
Crazy.
And he's not an old man yet. What, 21, 22 years old? Yeah. And he's what the Rangers need. 2-for-6 so far. And it's time to hit the expressway and look at what the Stars have to do tonight to pull even in this series and more. And we're back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here in the nation. Yeah, welcome back. It's the GBAG Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Salute to Alejandro Osuna. He joined us starting about, 13 minutes ago. It was fantastic getting to know the Rangers rookie outfielder. It's time now to hit the expressway. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 5 minutes. LA Live coming up at 5:40. This segment is brought to you by the On Time Experts. And Jared Sandler's Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. He'll have the pregame coming up at 6:30. Naismith available for Game 4 for the Pacers as they're looking to go up 3-1. Kirk Cousins not at OTAs for the Falcons. Wonder where he's going. Certainly quarterback needy teams, he would be an improvement. Might be quite a saga on this one, though.
If Rodgers doesn't sign, then maybe he ends up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's tough to find a spot for him right now.
It's weird, the Rodgers stuff over the weekend. I guess it's not that interesting anymore, but he's just like, yeah, I've been thinking about it. I had a lot of personal stuff going on, and, you know, come on, dude. It's just weird. I this part of the Favre arc is just the fascinating. Fark. Yeah. Connor Brown's still out. He got jacked up in game three, so he is out for the Oilers. Had 30 points in the regular season. Has been good in the postseason. One of their better defenders. Roope Hintz, game-time decision still. Ekholm will not return for the Oilers in game four. So those are some of the headlines as you look forward to an evening of sport. And Chief has more here on this flag football story and some Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to get to this right before Osuna popped on with us, but Trevor Sikkema of Pro Football Focus said the solution would be very simple because the National Flag Football Team guys want to have a chance to play in the Olympics. And so he's suggesting that you go National Flag Football Team versus the NFL Flag Football Team in the Coliseum on July 4th of 2027. Love air it. That bad boy on ESPN.
Let's do it.
Winner goes to the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, that's not how I would
build my team.
So it's
like a play-in game, huh?
Yeah.
On the 4th of July. Let's make this happen.
Dude, that would draw some serious numbers. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, and what they messed around with this like 5 or 6 years ago. Remember when Jeff was still on the show and his buddy?
They had a lot of NFL Network. Yeah, yeah. They would be playing. They
played for like $1 million, didn't
they?
Yeah, and you know, so I mean, there. I think there have been quite a few games of the flag guys against the NFL guys, and the NFL guys usually do get worked. Like, this is a real thing. It is hard to believe, but it's a real thing. Now, that's not how I would build a team. I want to build a team with the best players. We're not going to take our 10 best flag football teams and see who wins out of that. We're going to have a real tryout and, you know, hopefully get a pretty big sample size from which to evaluate, because I want to make sure that these, you know, NFL guys can't, with a little bit of training, prove that they are significantly better. Like, how could you really have a better quarterback than what Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson could do? I don't think so. You know,
or Tom Brady after the report from last weekend,
especially because some of these guys, it's crazy how their technique is just horrible.
The actual NFL players?
No, the flag guys.
Oh, the flag. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I haven't watched enough of it. Flag football is weird.
I haven't seen a quarterback in flag football with good mechanics, but they're lacing them in there.
Yeah.
You know, they're making plays. So maybe, like, that's just an example of how different flag is from tackle. In tackle, you got to be there, and you got to be tight, right? You got to have a quick release. In flag, you're kind of running around, and you might throw a grenade-style throw to these dudes by what it looks like.
Who's your one player right now? Do you get one player to say, this guy that's in the NFL will be the man in some flag football? I'm going to go all in. I know we haven't seen him play a second yet. Two-way Travis Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Hunter's just an absolute stud, so that's a great bet. I do think,
Kamonte Turpin.
Yeah, I was kind of
going with Turpin.
It's kind of strange. I was thinking of somebody small, elusive. Maybe like Bijan Robinson.
Bijan could be really good.
Yeah, especially with the way he catches the ball out of the backfield and the way Jahmyr Gibbs makes you avoid.
Jahmyr Gibbs could be pretty nasty.
I mean, you got guys that are playing college football right now that will end up being.
Are there specialized runners? I think you got to be a receiver.
I just think you have to have really loose hips to be able to play, because you're trying to avoid. You're trying to run, but you're trying to avoid the grab of.
We need one of those wiggly guys, right, Dawson?
Wiggly guys.
Tutu Atwell.
Okay. By the way, the get-in price for the Chicago Sky and the Indiana Fever game, it's coming up on June 7th. They moved this game.
This is round two of this matchup, right?
Yeah, this will be the second installment.
But our gal's hurt, right?
But yes. Now that Caitlin Clark's hurt, it's like the ticket prices have gone from like $86 as the cheapest ticket now to $25.
Yeah.
So the financial impact of no Caitlin Clark is real. They moved this to the United Center. There in Chicago, just like when Clark Great comes Maryland to town Center, yeah. later on in June, it's supposed to be
about three
at the
games
AAAC
here, right?
versus Beckers. So yeah, we'll see how long she ends up being out here, but the financial impact is real.
Mm. Yeah, significant. Thank you, Chief. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G bag of the day.
Big check. Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
Working them phones today, man.
Yeah.
Stockbroker like.
Yeah, hold on the phone. Hold on.
All right, here we go. G back of the day. We do it every weekday on the fan about 5:30-ish. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all. If you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, this is day two right here for this young man. Out there in Dayton, man got so darn drunk, he lost his hearing.
Can you please tell me why you stopping me?
Yeah, I'm about to.
Huh?
I'm about to.
Yeah. What?
I'm about to tell you.
Stop sign?
No. I said I'm
about to. What stop sign, man?
I said I'm about to tell you.
Huh? You say stop sign?
No one said stop sign but you.
Why are you stopping me?
You made an improper right hand turn. When you turn onto a new road, you got to turn that closest lane. So.
Let me get my ID out for your partner.
I appreciate you, man.
Okay.
Man. What are you doing, bro?
Sir.
What?
Why did you stop me in the beginning? Huh? What's the problem call?
You made an improper right-hand turn.
What is the problem call?
You had to turn into the closest lane provided.
I would just say that right here.
I did multiple times.
What? Chris, watch me. Improper right-hand turn?
Yes, that's why you're being stopped.
Are you for real?
Ma'am.
Like.
And then you also have a beer.
I was at a house, and y'all got a warrant to arrest me.
I did?
About an improper turn.
No.
Are you kidding me?
No one got a warrant to arrest you. We just traffic.
It pissed me off, man.
How much you got to drink tonight?
Sir?
How much did you drink tonight?
Who?
How much did you drink tonight?
I don't really drink.
That was the beer you were just trying to grab out of my hand.
I ain't finna lie to you, I don't drink.
What? You don't drink?
I swear to God, I don't drink.
I swear to God to you.
I don't even want to lie to you. I don't drink.
I don't want to lie to you.
I don't know how this beer got to my car, sir. All right, up next. What's this? Abbotsford? Abbotsford Canucks? Woolchuck? Is this Abbotsford?
Abbotsford sounds good to me. I had never heard of this city.
Okay. Abbotsford Canucks. That's what I'm going to go with. The play-by-play guy got into a little altercation with a fan. Fan apparently got into that broadcasting booth
oh,
at
no.
the game. Yeah.
No.
Chairs and everything were thrown.
Get some dang security in there, these guys.
Ridiculous.
Got some Yahoo chap chirping at me from behind. Get out of here. What was he doing? Security. Try that again. I'm fired up. He threw my chair at me. Hit me right in the back of the leg. Like, what was he doing here? Unreal.
Unreal.
Have another beer.
Don't mind if I do, Hoser. Well, the AHL playoffs, you know.
Don't mind if I do.
Man, who throws a chair, really?
I hope he said he was sorry.
Man, hadn't this happened before? I was trying to think of the player. This happened in the pros. He went up to talk to the play-by-play guy. After the game, maybe? I'll find it.
Oh, I think Josh Hart had one of those with Reggie Miller last year, where he was like cussing into Reggie's mic, like calling him out.
That's right. Oh, when they played in the second round?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would, man, probably did. That's me.
Dawson, you're right, man. Who was? I was just trying to do it off the top of my head. Somebody after the game went up and confronted about, you're always negative, that kind of thing.
Mike Napoli, sort of in 2017. Then with the Rangers, famously walked in the booth during a game to joke with the announcers. Not hostile, but notable.
Not hostile, but notable.
You got Billy Howard, Billy Martin versus Howard Cosell.
Okay.
In the 70s and 80s, a few legendary spats, but no physical walking into the booth.
He didn't hit and scare Howard Cosell at all.
No, not at all.
No fear at all.
Not at all.
I hang with Muhammad Ali. Yeah. You can't scare me, sir.
No, that's just what his game, dude. He was ready for that. Deion Sanders throwing water at Tim McCarver in the 92 World Series.
This is my house.
Did he dump a bucket on him? He dumped an ice bucket, a Gatorade bucket on him.
My house, bro. I love that clip. I love it. Let's go to Jackson State women's softball. This clip has been sitting in this folder for a while because we did not get to do G Bag of the Day a few weeks ago. Like I've been, so I got a backlog of stuff, which is cool. Still new audio to you. Yeah, they're the champions of the SWAC. Jackson State women's softball. Head coach Kevin Montgomery is a big fan of that too.
Jackson State, they trail 1-0, and they win it 3-1. Second straight SWAC tournament championship. Coach Kevin Montgomery, congratulations.
So I appreciate it.
Man, just talk, I mean.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say, how you want me to say it, but this is my goddamn
field. Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Swag. It belongs to me.
Here we go.
You know
it. You expect that
to me.
It belongs to me.
Cussing all on the TV.
They don't care.
Yeah. All right, coach.
Yeah, thanks, coach.
We do get some great audio coming out of the swag.
Yeah, we do. Great announcer.
All right, one more time.
I don't know what you want me to say, how you want me to say it, but this is my goddamn field.
What a wild guy.
Prefer it without the GD next time, coach.
Yeah. How about that?
All right, coach, thanks.
Just go F there.
That's
maybe.
Your class. Yeah.
This is our F and CD.
Yeah. Everyone loved that.
Yeah.
More poppy, less broadus.
Let's see here. This isn't one, but I just thought it was funny, though. This man was riding his bike and he crashed his motorcycle.
Oh, no.
Looked like he was riding in some, this is maybe a dirt bike. They were riding in some trails, some hills and whatnot. Somebody auto-tuned his accident. Yeah. This is so rude, bro.
Gosh, dude.
So rude. Probably broke a rib or something. But now he's going viral for sounding like this.
That's amazing, though. I mean, that's great.
Is that on a loop, or was he continuing to make those noises?
Knocked his little wind out.
It's like a broken ankle.
That's so rude.
Gosh, it's...
Let's see what else. We got time, dude? Nah, we ain't got time. I'll wait for another day.
All right. Want to vote?
Yeah, let's vote.
Okay, we got the auto-tuned motorbike accident. We got Jackson State softball, Kevin Montgomery. You got Abbotsford play-by-play announcer accosted in the booth. A fan threw his own chair at him, hit him in the leg.
Yeah.
Or our current champion, the Dayton DUI. I'm going to go with the play-by-play announcer, Chief. How about you?
Auto-tune.
Lucius?
Dayton.
Dayton, man.
Wolchuk?
Stop, son!
Yeah, I think I'll go with the AHL hockey peeps.
Brant?
Auto-tune.
By a score of 2-2, we have a tie for the G-Bag of the Day Championship. Whenever that is the case, we invite you to join us at G-Bag Nation on Twitter X. You can follow us all. All of our handles are in the bio, but we're going to create an Insta poll. And here coming up at about 10, 15 minutes late in LA Live, I guess if I remember. I think I'm 0-for on this one so far.
I'll try. We'll all try to help.
Yeah. We'll announce the winner here coming up in about 15 minutes. It's time now for LA Live.
Room full of pie.
Here's Lucius.
This is a task trying to remember. This is Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
This next joke is so dark it made my therapist cry. So in 2018, my little brother died. He had a little heroin whoopsie-daisy.
Oh, whoopsie-daisy.
Yes.
That's the only way that's funny. Dude, it gets real serious. But a month later, my mother, grief-stricken, she took her life.
Oh, jeez.
And I know that's a little TMI and really not that funny. But for my little sister, my big brother, and myself, that's like the worst way to find out you are not the favorite.
Wow.
Toxic, bro.
Wow.
That's really toxic. It's toxic, man.
That's really toxic.
This is LA Live for Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first-time listeners. Welcome in, last-time and long-time listeners. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I hope you had a great day yesterday or this weekend with your families, or, you know, thinking about the people who put down their life for you to be on that barbecue grill. Shout out to my acid indigestion I've been rocking for about 3 days. All that barbecue and all that liquor together, I tell you what.
Must have been a nice party.
It burns your esophagus.
Lethal.
Wow, it was tough. Hey, we have an update here, fellas. We have an update on Boat Boy.
Oh.
Wow, it's so
he make it to Hawaii?
He made it.
All right, this guy can sail.
He made it. Look, guys, if you're not familiar with Boat Boy, it's really rude to call him Boat Boy because he's a grown man. He's 29 years old. They call him Sailing with Phoenix. Phoenix is his cat that he kidnapped and brought along this trip. This dude worked for a discount tire for 11 years, and he quit his job after being diagnosed with a rare back disease to sail around the world with his cat. He pulled out all the money from his 401k. Bought the sailboat. Sailboat cost $50K. Wow.
Nice sailboat. I'd have got one with a motor for $50K.
Come on, man. he taught himself how to sail from YouTube videos.
That works.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? YouTube University.
I mean, the way that things swing around, I would just be worried riding solo. I'm gonna fall off.
Yes.
Get hit.
Yes.
Yep.
And nobody's there to turn the boat around.
Yes. Yep. He said he locked himself in a cabin one time.
Okay.
Because the door closed, bam, it was locked. So he had to, like, break apart the door to get out of there. He's kind of panicky.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Am I gonna run into something here? Am I gonna get back topside? Like, I can't do that solo.
Facts. Him and his cat arrived safely in Hawaii on Saturday.
Amazing.
After 24 days at sea. Yes. He was greeted by cheering fans as well as Hawaii Governor Josh Green. Governor Josh Green presented him with an official proclamation at the Waikiki Yacht Club. How about
that? Oh, there
you go. Stunned. How about that?
Welcome, you fool.
Yeah. Welcome, you fool. You made it.
Good Lord. Let's get this thing sold and get you back on a bird in the States.
Yeah.
He celebrated by posting, "Dear Corporate America, I won," on his Instagram.
Good for him. I didn't think he was going to make it.
Neither did I, really. I was so concerned.
You don't mess with the sea.
I just don't want to see something on my timeline that says, breaking, we're searching a 200-mile radius for this one young man and his cat.
Air rescue.
Yeah. I like what my buddy Jesse did better. He checked out.
Whoa.
He's alive. He got 20 grand, bought an acre on the big island in the middle of the jungle, and just lives there. He's got, like, bananas and oranges and avocados growing and chickens and hogs everywhere.
So 20?
Yeah, 20 grand.
That's it?
Now,
is he got a house or anything on that joint?
No, had to build his own tiny home. But got an acre, and it's cool. There's, like, caves in it and stuff. And it is technically in the volcano's flow path.
That's why
it's so cheap.
Technically.
Yeah.
You want this land?
You know? Okay. So, if there's a volcano, you're going to come back to nothing.
Just make sure you check right here that we're not liable for anything, and we told you the difference.
Our fault.
Yeah. For his next adventure, he said he may sail to the French Polynesia.
Okay.
Where's that at?
Let's figure it out.
From Hawaii.
Yeah.
Man, poor kid. Come on, bro. I mean, he's living a dream out here. His dream.
He attempted life and made it. You know, I mean.
Why you want to keep playing around?
Maybe he's got a wish.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a wish.
Yeah. Well, if y'all find that, let me know. I'm going to creep on to the next thing here.
Got it.
Have y'all seen this TikTok trend of men calling their friends before bed just to say goodnight?
Okay, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I haven't seen this one.
It's great.
Oh, my God.
Great trend.
Yeah, I've been ruining so much of my day by looking at this stuff. Because next thing you know, you're like, oh, that's 45 minutes. Yeah, I love this one right here, man. Men calling their friends to say goodnight, which it throws men off. Yeah. What you calling me for about good night, bro? What you mean sweet dreams, dog? What does that mean? What does sleep tight mean, bro? Why are you telling me about you going to sleep? This is it.
What's good, bro?
Man, what's going on with your fam?
Not too much. Just chilling.
That's what's up, man. I didn't catch you at a bad time, did it?
Nah.
Okay. I just called you, man. I just got in the bed, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to tell you good night.
I just hung up on him, bro. I just got into bed, man. I just want to tell you good night. What? Hello, hello. Who's this?
What would you react like?
Man, don't wish me no good night. Don't worry about how I slept. Don't do any of that. Don't tell me you were thinking about me as you was in the bed getting ready to go to sleep. Just thinking about your dolls. Want to say good night to you. Checking hope you in. Get a good sleep.
I mean, immediately you'd be perked up like, what's going on here? Like, there's a bit happening.
Yeah, I would start laughing like, are you serious? Yeah. What's going on?
Are you okay? What's going on, man?
Hello, is this Ben and Skin? Hello.
Yeah. Did you get bit by the noise KT. Or something? You need a comfort call?
Hey, Lucius. French Polynesia is approximately 2,600 miles south of Hawaii.
Okay.
It's like a Tahiti, that okay. area. Yeah, they're both in the Pacific Ocean, but in different regions.
Oh, boy.
Hawaii is in the North Pacific, and French Polynesia is in the South Pacific.
Oh, boy.
So it's 2,600 miles next sail.
Doing some island hopping.
Oh, boy. Well, let's wish him the best as he does this.
Please make it.
I'll keep keeping up with him. In fact, there's a tracker. You can track this guy and see where he's at. He hasn't left Hawaii yet. He's been there for like 2 days chilling, collecting all that money.
Well, he made it. He might know what he's doing. He made it to Hawaii.
On the grace of God. You feel what I'm saying?
I totally agree.
Grace of God.
I mean, how safe is that? I guess I should ask ChatGPT, but it just seems like unless I have a massive boat, the waves are eventually going to get big enough to put me in danger.
It's going to be nasty, especially if you're going like, what, north to south? Now you got to go through that weather change somehow. The water's warmer down there, bro. Weather change.
Flirt with danger.
Yeah.
Danger. Little danger right there.
What's up, my guy?
What's going on with you, family?
What you got going?
Oh.
I'm ready to head to work.
Man, we man, I'm with you. Call and tell you good night, bro. I'm finna go lay down and nest the ass.
You safe?
I'm just calling and tell you good night, bro. I'm finna go lay down and nest the ass, cuz. I thought about it before I lay down, bro. I just wanted to hear your voice, bro.
Whoa.
Good night. You sick, man?
You sick?
Yeah, nah, nigga. Just was thinking about you, so I'm finna go lay down, cuz. Just want to tell you good night, bro.
Lay down, cool.
All right,
fam.
All right.
Okay.
I get it to you tomorrow, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, his number probably got blocked.
Yeah, I
get you tomorrow, Blair.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I looked up something about a sailboat, by the way. $50,000 sailboat is between 25 and 35 feet long. It's likely between 20 and 40 years old. It's kind of a cruiser a race cruiser. It's got one small berth. That's for a bed.
No.
Basic gallery head, which was the bathroom, navigation equipment, possibly inbound diesel engine. Possibly. But this, we're talking about a 25 to 35 foot boat for 50 grand. Sailboat.
Pretty big. You know.
Not big enough. Not for me.
Not for those waves. Not big enough. Not out there in the ocean. Like
okay,
that.
So what I found out is it can be safer if you stay on this coconut milk run, which is safer.
It's like a current that flows through there?
Yeah, okay. And it goes out to Hawaii and then down through the Pacific and then out to Australia and then back to South America. You can do kind of a big L shape.
Would you stay on the coconut milk?
No, what are you doing? Just look for the coconut milk. Follow the coconut grove or whatever it's called.
It sounds like what Gilligan's Island people went on.
Darling.
Yeah, it was only a 3-hour tour.
Yeah. Should I play another one of those? Let's see here. This dude was dealing with a sick kid.
Yo, what's good, bro? What you got going?
I'm literally just trying to get this temperature stuff going on with Keenan. I'm trying to bring her temperature down. Why was that?
No, I'll just call and tell you good night, bro. Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Uh-oh. It's crazy.
Hello?
What?
Hello?
Yeah, what do you mean, good night?
I'm about to lay down, bro. I'm about to get in the bed. I just want to call and tell you good night, bro. Sweet dreams.
About to get in the bed.
Yeah, but why the hell are you calling? Why are you telling me good night?
I hope you sleep tight, bro. All right, bro. I'm gonna talk to you tomorrow, man. Sweet dreams.
What's going on? Are you good?
Are you okay right now? Is everything all right? Yeah, I might think like is my buddy about to take himself out of the game tonight? Because he's saying goodbye.
Yeah.
You know,
what is this?
Yeah, it's odd.
Oh, I'd be worried. Yeah. Like when your friend starts giving you all the cool stuff.
Yes.
Like man, no, take the rims off my car, bro. It'll look better on yours, right? What?
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
It's a sign.
Washington Commanders broadcaster Brian Colbert Jr. He jumped on this little thing right here, this TikTok trend. He called Santana Moss and Fred Smoot.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Two great people to call.
Yeah. The first was Santana.
DC, what up?
Yo, what up, my boy? What you up to?
DC, what's good?
Hey, bro. I'm just about to shut it down, bro. I was just calling to tell you good night, my G.
Bye, my
I can't tell you good night?
Hey, nah, you can't tell me good night. You don't
know
TikTok with me.
Oh, he knows it.
Yeah, he's seen it.
Bro, honestly, man, it's been a long day. I'm about to shut it down, bro. I was just calling to tell you good night, my G.
Oh, don't you start that. We ain't doing that.
What you mean?
No, we can't do that. Because everybody.
Can't do that.
Don't you. Let me go rescue him.
Savvy guys.
Christmas all over the place. Is he okay? For the Lord.
That was one of my favorite NFL sounds of the sideline or whatever. It was Fred Smoot and Chad Johnson going at it one game.
Those two can talk.
Bro, it was
the trash talk is gold.
At one point, Ocho Cinco says, "I'm not wearing any underwear." And Smoot responds immediately, "Good, because I'm going to be up your ass."
Oh, nice.
Legends.
That's quick, too.
Wow.
That's quick.
It was quick.
Wow. Okay. I'm gonna find that clip. This is LA Live 105.3. If I'm gonna use that in an intro one day,
I'll find it.
Crazy.
By the way, auto-tuned motorbike runaway champion.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
82-18.
That was an extra one, man.
Yeah.
That wasn't even supposed to be the clip.
It's the way it goes.
Oh wow.
California.
Yeah. All right. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Toxic Tuesday. Before we get out of here, the G-Bags Nation favorite rapper. You guys know who I'm talking about. Who?
Fat Pimp.
Oh!
Fat
Pimp, yeah. There we go.
Salute.
He and Lex made a promo song for the Kennedale Select baseball team.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
A lot of DFW references in this song right here. A little quick thing. Tell me if you can pick up what I'm about to give you.
LexCorp. Trying to knock it out the park. I feel like Juan Soto. Boys know I bought from Kennedale to DeSoto. Been a Rangers fan since I came out the womb. I'm a D1ville alumni. Still rep my high school. We don't never ever quit like the stars in the playoffs. You an entrepreneur hustler, you can never get laid out. I'm looking like the master, Black Scotty Chef. I'm never smelling musk, but I pull up in a Tesla. Everybody love me, I might run for mayor. Even PG ain't seen this player. I ride PJFK when I slide by the grass. I finally met Drake, now it's looking like the grass. J.I.O. in fact, my name legendary. I'ma be the first rapper who gon' really hang with Jerry Jones. Feel just like a rock star, shout out Post Malone. Thanksgiving game, Fat Pimp and Luke Combs. Tune in to that G-Bag, Monday through Friday.
There you go, man.
Sewer, man. It look just like my driveway. It ain't about no money, no sex, me no island. O-N-I-H-P, living like the flyway.
Dang, dude. Thanks, what a wrap.
We love you, Fat Pimp.
Yeah,
love
man.
You, Pimp.
Got a little awesome shout out in there, bro.
Thank you, man.
That's awesome. Lex sent me that today. He was like, check it out. Do it in there for you boys.
That's awesome, man. Thank you, guys.
That's awesome.
Honored.
Yep. All right. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, in the creek, don't rise. We'll go find some Tums and work, rest my belly.
Tum-tum?
If you, yeah.
The chewy Tums.
You got a Knicks game tonight, Lucius.
Chewy Tums?
Got Knicks.
It's the chalky one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had about 8 of them.
I like the chewy Tums.
They got gummy ones, don't they?
Reminds me like a Laffy
Taffy. They got gummy ones, too?
They got gummy ones.
I need something, bro.
You need some gummy Tums?
I need something. All right, that's my time. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, right after the G-Bag of the Day, 5:30. Base is coming up. We'll check. Where are we heading?
Who made the Rangers all-quarter century team? That's next in the name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.